The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
What's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 143. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? It is Thursday.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up, what up?
Brett Murdoch.
Pleasure as always, folks.
And Adam Vale.
What up, people?
Yo, Adam, how you feeling now, man? You had some shit going on earlier.
Yeah, today, fucking, I thought I was going to die. Put a toe tag on me because it was bad, man. I couldn't breathe. I was throwing up. And my wife gave me that magic Brujeria medicine, fucking DayQuil. And then I passed out. I woke up. I was like, damn, I feel like a new man. No, that was only like a half hour ago. She was like, no, that was like over an hour ago.
Damn.
I was like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, it fixed me up.
You had the Odin sleep.
Yeah.
Yo, do Puerto Ricans have sábila? That's like the cure-all for Dominicans.
Mexicans have that.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. It's like a mix.
Don't let him fool you. He has a Lazarus pit under his apartment.
I must put you in the Lazarus pit, detective.
Yeah. By the way, we're like a minute in, and we already got 16 people up in the crib. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Party nice. People.
What's up,
yeah.
16 people?
Party people,
hey, what's going on? What up, what up?
Punk it, punk it.
All right, man, a couple things before we start. I want to give a huge shout out to my man, George Jimenez, who got married over the weekend, man.
Oh, shit. Mr. Jimenez.
Man, that was easily the best wedding I've ever been to. Dominicans know how to do this shit, man. Like, as soon as, because, usually when a wedding is, everybody, gets introduced to, a little, shitty music or whatever. That shit started bumping as soon as we got in there. Everybody's dancing and shit, getting drunk. A lot of fun, we're probably gonna have George on. He said he wants to be back on Throwdown after he gets back from his honeymoon, because he's gonna start up a new site and stuff. So that'll be fun. We had George on episode 2 of this shit back in the day. So it'll be good. I always said George is the Dominican Brett, and Brett is the Irish George. These guys talk exactly the same. It's crazy,
yeah.
So that'll be fun. Also, I want to give a shout out to us. I just realized this shit, we crossed the 200,000 views mark total lifetime,
Nice.
Pretty dope. I mean,
200,000
power. You mean ultimate power, which is pretty badass. So hopefully we'll get 1 million by the end of the year, right?
If we start, doing things like makeup tips and video breakdowns of pop songs, then we could probably get up there.
Jesus. Well, how about unboxings? Since people seem to like those for some reason.
We could legitimately do more unboxings if people want to send us free shit.
Wink, wink, bitches.
Yeah. I would be happy. You know what? I'm going to make myself the sacrificial lamb on this one, and I'll go out here and I'll say, companies that, like tech companies, I will jump on the grenade and I will review and unbox your thing in front of people, and then I will bear the burden of then continuing to own said awesome thing. So, headphones, keyboards, computers, consoles. I'm willing to do it all for you, the fans.
There you go. By the way, speaking about that, look how many fucking boxes I have back there. That's all shit I've been sent to review. I'm like, I don't want this shit. Hopefully I don't have to send it back, because if I don't have to send it back, I'm sending it to you guys, I don't want this nonsense in my fucking house, It's a burden, isn't it? They're sending you free shit. Yo, but here's the thing. The keyboard I got, the really expensive keyboard, they want that shit back with the quickness. The $50 headsets, they don't give a fuck about,
Yeah.
Oh, man, like with $300 keyboard, like, you better send that shit back, okay, so let's get – okay, this was a very interesting show to put together, because up until, 3 hours ago. I didn't know what the fuck we were going to talk about. This was a slow ass week. But thankfully, Phantom Vash, he suggested some shit. And I almost forgot about the main topic here. This is funny. We got to talk about the partnership between Microsoft and Taco Bell, you know, that fake Mexican food, as Carlos says it. You know, don't worry, Carlos. I'm going to give you a chance to rant about that. Okay, so basically, and this is standard shit. You know, we've seen companies do this before. So there's a partnership between Microsoft and Taco Bell where if you buy a certain amount of tacos, you get a free Xbox One X. Pretty cool deal, right?
How many tacos does it take?
You got to eat a lot of tacos, man.
I think the minimum amount of shits you need to have is like 300, you know?
Okay, cause that could be four tacos, let's be fair. But
yeah, that is true.
More to the point, I thought it was that you could get a chance to win one.
Yeah, I think it's to win. I don't think they give you one.
Yeah, something like that.
Remember, they did this with Burger King, and Burger King had some Xbox 360 exclusive.
Yeah, you get a chance.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to basically sacrifice your stomach in the chance of, you know, fucking getting one of these, you know? But here's why I want to talk about this thing. Because, you know, it's a partnership. It doesn't really fucking matter. What I thought funny was that 4 years ago, right, when Sony was doing the same type of shit, Aaron Greenberg was on Twitter running his mouth saying, oh, at least we don't have to partner with anybody to give you free shit.
Oh.
No, what happened? Yeah. What happened? You know, so my thing, and I tweeted, so I'm like, okay, if you're in like business and shit, don't talk crap like that about the other company, because you may end up doing the same thing to make money, you know?
Yeah, I'll be like, hey guys, you remember Sneaking? Yeah, that was a thing. Remember 7-Eleven? Oh yeah, that was a thing too.
Does 7-Eleven still sell video games? Remember, that was a thing. They would sell games.
In Japan, they still do, but I don't think they do.
Oh, shit.
I could have told you if I still lived in New York, because I actually lived not far from the 7-Eleven. Tony, you know that one.
Yeah.
And that one actually did sell, like, top games. Like, you could get a Call of Duty there.
One by me sells games, weirdly enough.
So they still do that. I remember when that first kicked off. I'm like, shit, is that going to work? Still going on. If it did work
in Japan, you can actually pre-order games at 7-Eleven.
That's crazy. So, by the way, I want to give a quick shout out to my man, Mr. Megative. Right, he tweeted this out. The tweet goes: in the game of consoles, you either win or you make promotional deals. You once scoffed at out of sheer hubris. So the original thing was Aaron Greenberg says that no Taco Bell required to play on Xbox. And now he's saying, excited to announce our partnership with two of our favorite things, Xbox and Taco Bell.
They all do it. I remember Call of Duty had that Mountain Dew partnership.
Yeah.
And I remember doing that just so I can get like 2-3 extra hours of double XP.
Does Microsoft just partner with like not Microsoft, the Xbox? Does the Xbox just partner with the trashiest businesses on the face? I'm sorry, Mountain Dew, Doritos, Taco Bell, like, you are building a clear profile of your demographic here. And if you're like, I don't know about you guys, but like, if somebody were painting me as that picture, like, you know, yeah, man, like PlayStation, so loves, you know, Cheetos and root beer and, you know, Pizza Hut. Like, I'd be like, oh, Jesus. Is that what you people think that I am?
PlayStation did have a partnership with Taco Bell, though, just to be fair. by the way,
I think it's more the Mountain Dew and Doritos thing. And this just kind of reinforces that.
Do the Dew, man. Do the Dew.
And who likes Mountain Dew? Mountain Dew tastes horrible.
Drink authentication can.
Yeah, by the way, before the show started, we were having like a mini conversation about, you know, getting sick and all that, right? I haven't really been hospitalized most of my life. One time I did get hospitalized was after eating Taco Bell. Shit fucked me up. You know, I didn't
just eat Taco Bell
for like, I didn't eat Taco Bell again for like 10 years after. I'm like, nope, I remember what happened to me last time. Fuck that shit. You know, I can make my own tacos. They'll be better with sazon in it, you know?
but again, and adobo.
And adobo, all that
adobo,
shit.
Put adobo in everything. Cereal, Cocoa Puffs, it don't matter.
Cereal.
Man.
Oh,
love me some adobo.
You know, Manny, remember when you used to carry the little adobo thing?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, we used to, what was that? We went to a stupid Mexican restaurant. Okay, this is a story.
Yeah.
We used to go to this restaurant. I can't remember what it was called, something Coyote or.
It was on Austin Street.
It was on Austin Street in Queens. So we go there, and man, the food is bland as fuck. It's like Mexican food for fucking white people.
Yeah, basically. They took all the flavor out, you know?
There's no flavor in that shit, and it's just like that. So I said, you know, at that time, I was like, you know, I'm going to keep bringing this adobo with me because, you know, there's those times when you need that shit. So
why did you keep going there then? Go to another spot.
Because our buddy really wanted to go there. He for some reason, he loved that place. Our buddy Mike, he loved the Mexican food there. I was like, oh my God. Me and Tony are just like looking at each other.
Yeah, like, it's like, what the fuck is wrong with them? This shit's horrible, you know?
Like, he's all like, oh yeah, this is so great. And we're like, oh, really?
Yeah, like
so,
the quesadillas were, right? Because you kind of can't fuck up cheese.
Cheese. But man, it was this bland ass food. So I had my little thing of adobo, which was about this big. It was like, I mean, I don't know, I want to say like 3 inches or something, like, you know, little tiny thing of that. And when we're there, I just pulled that shit out, and I was like, pouring it on there.
I slide my
food
over.
And Tony's like, "Yo, give me that." So yeah.
Yeah, good time. Cocoa Remember our boy Javier worked there, one of the Javier brothers.
Yeah. Okay. Here's another story. We used to know. We call these guys the Javier brothers. They're like these big heavy metal fans. And the crazy thing is about every single male in their family looked exactly like each other. And they were never brothers. They're all cousins.
They look the same.
They're all cousins that look exactly the same. So we just called them the Javier brothers.
Oh, yeah, good times.
Could have been some incest going on.
I don't know.
So, yeah, let's go back to Xbox.
Taco Bell, though. Yeah, it's like, why are game companies in general partnering with
them? I mean, they have to. There's got to be some numbers backing sales and stuff to link them because they don't just randomly.
Demons like Taco Bell, son.
Well, no, it's not even that. They must do some kind of focus groups or something, you know. And it was like, damn, we did this focus groups. Majority of our, you know, Taco Bell guys, when we asked them, like, oh, besides Taco Bell, what else you like to do when you're eating Taco Bell? Well, I like to play video games on my Xbox. Boom, boom, boom. Call up Xbox comes down, one of their reps is like, yo, sitting on this focus group, hear these guys talk about how they like to eat your shit and play video games, you know? So who knows?
Yeah. By the way, I want to just quick shout out to my man Jack Move Johnny, who's in the chat room. Johnny, thank you for helping with OBS, man. That shit came out really good now when I did that test, man. So shout out to you. OBS has been okay, because if you guys watch those store on plays, oh man, like, okay, the good ones always are running through Elgato, right? The fucked up ones are always through OBS, you know. But he helped me out with that, you know, so good shit. But yeah, Taco, okay, Carlos, this is your chance now, man. Go off on Taco Bell because I know you don't like the shit, you know.
Well, first off, I don't like the fact that they call this shit Mexican food. Like, this is Mexican inspired food. So, like, when people have when you tell, like, any average American, and you tell them, have you ever had Mexican food? The first thing that comes into their head is Taco Bell. It's like, yeah, I've had Taco Bell. I've had those tacos. I like the Mexican pizza and shit. I'm like, what
the fuck?
That's just something that was created in a lab. Like, it wasn't organically created by Mexican people. That like,
vamos a hacer pizza.
Yeah, man. And let me tell you something. Tacos, those hard shell things. No, that's not a taco. I'm sorry. Like, you can call it a taco all you like. You can call it American tacos. That's what they are. Because tacos not only are not, like, they're soft. They have a corn tortilla with stuff. Here's the thing. Some, like, on burritos, tacos, and other stuff, they put freaking rice. Like, we don't do that, man. We don't put rice on our shit. Like, we might have rice on the side and stuff, but we don't put rice. It's normally the ingredients. And the reason why...
What makes the difference between a taco and a burrito, besides the size?
So a taco normally is a corn tortilla, and they're small, and they're not rolled up. And a burrito is a flour tortilla that's rolled up, generally a little bit bigger than the taco. But yeah, man, it's one of those things that irks me because... I like representing our culture, and this is somehow overtaking the masses by widespreading this false sense of Mexican, culinary, like, advertisement. So it just really irks me, man. But
what do you think about Chipotle?
Chipotle.
what Chipotle is, it's like a higher class Taco Bell, I guess. It's not that bad.
It's like Tex-Mex, but like the Subway, you know, like Subway's version, but Tex-Mex.
By the way, you shouldn't be eating at Chipotle now. I'm hearing some crazy shit about that company, man. Like they keep selling tainted ass meat or something, which sucks. I used to like that place.
That's a flavor.
It's by the way, Jack Moves Johnny said, like, my Mexican friends say real tacos have onions and cilantro, none of that sour cream and whatnot. Yeah, they're absolutely right, man. Like, onions, they have salsas. It's generally, like, the big attraction of, like, tacos and burritos is the meat. Like, whatever meat you put on it, that's the attraction. So Taco Bell has that, Taco Bell has that, like, grainy, like, rat meat. That is not. It's just a filler. It's not the main attraction.
Yo, by the way, Kristen said, "Carlos, you feel about Taco Bell the way I feel about Olive Garden."
Oh yeah.
Olive Garden is fucking trash. Yo, the last time I went to Olive Garden, which was a couple months ago, it gave me the runs, bro.
Oh man. Yeah, that would be Italian inspired.
Did you get the endless pasta to him?
No, I got the tour of Italy and shit. I got that. No, it's funny because me and Dana, you know, from the WrestleCast, we went to Olive Garden. We both got fucked up. Don't eat that shit. You know.
So one thing that I want to mention is try to find the most authentic Mexican places to eat, because generally. And this has happened, and I've talked to people like Tony and Manny and stuff about New York, that a lot of these Mexican restaurants are like really Americanized, the ones with Mexican people.
Mm-hmm.
They know what people in the U.S. like to eat.
Of course. It's like going to a Chinese food restaurant just to get 4 chicken wings.
The shit they serve at Chinese food restaurants, it's not the shit they eat in their own country.
Oh, no. You know? The thing is that you got to go to places like actual Chinatown where they actually have the real places. Yeah, and then you also have to know that there's the menu that they give you. And then there's the menu on the wall that you can't read. That's the real shit on the wall.
I was going to make a bad joke about cats, but I'll stop myself. Oh, all right, man. I don't think we have anything more. This got culinary in this bitch. by the way, Kal-El says, I'm in Tex-Mex state, and Taco Bell is probably the most authentic Mexican food I could get here. Damn!
What? Wait, where is he? Where is he located?
He says, I think he lives in Texas, he said. Yo, Kal-El, where you from, bro?
There's a bunch of authentic restaurants in Texas.
Texas.
I think wherever he is, he's just trying to say, like, I'm deprived of the real shit.
Maybe, you know? Maybe he's in like Texarkana or something.
Maybe.
Like,
he says Chinese food is here all wrong too. Damn.
The one thing I find funny that started showing up in New York was the Texican,
Chinese Mexican,
the Chinese Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, that one we went to that one time was pretty good though. You know, that shit was proper.
Yo, man, but the Chinese, the rice made by those guys, it tastes like Chinese food rice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was definitely leaning more towards the Chinese part than the Mexican part. Let's just be honest.
I remember one time we got, when they first opened one near to us, you get the little paper, the little menu, and it said, you know, Mr. Wong always wanted to move to the United States. To sell Mexican food. Yeah. In the United States, the only place where he could do this. So I'm like, fuck, there's a story out here.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Yeah, it's like little Wong grew up in the streets of China, and he just dreamed of going to America and making Mexican food. That's funny.
Hey, everybody's got a dream, right?
Hey, man, you know, more, America, you can make it happen, you know? Just make sure you learn English before you get here. getting topical.
Oh, shit.
All right. Okay, let's move on here to some news, man. Okay, this one is kind of interesting. So Dragon Quest XI came out in Japan. Fucking sold out everywhere. It's a million, like, sold over a million in the first day. Here's where it gets interesting, right? This game is helping the fucking 3DS stay alive, dude. The 3DS sold like crazy. A million copies of this game were sold just for the 3DS. It sold more on 3DS than on fucking PlayStation 4. you know. So
is this the one that does the split screen experience where you can play it like in old school mode?
I don't know. That's a good question. You know,
I remember a while ago they demoed a Dragon Quest that it's like you could do that, where you could play it on the, you know, on the one screen it's like regular mode, and then on the bottom it's like old school like RPG like sprite mode.
Yeah, but here's, again, you know, I don't think the 3DS is going to go anywhere in Japan anytime soon. But when I was talking to Phantom Vash, he brought up something that is very interesting. He goes, they announced the game is coming to the West, right? Only yes. For PS4. Hasn't been announced on 3DS. So he suspects that they may just throw it on Switch instead, you know?
They might.
I can see that so. Happening, yeah. It'll obviously look better than, if it's real, it'll obviously look better than this on 3DS, but it won't look as good as.
Oh, it'll look better than a pile of blocky shit?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, I've watched some DS videos lately, and I'm staggered by how badly it's aged. Like, it is not pretty. It is hard to look at.
Yeah. Oh, Manny, it is that game, by the way.
Yeah. That game, man, it seems like a while since they last demoed that game.
Yeah, it's been a while. So I think they, for the West, they may just go fuck it, throw it on the Switch, you know? Because, and I think 3DS sold 23 million in Japan, which is fucking crazy. Oh, you know?
Man. Well, don't forget that they just released the new 2DS console.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you guys heard that this is the first of probably many. Metroid Samus Returns has content locked to the Amiibo.
Man, you skipping topics, man.
I am.
Carlos, we're not starting yet. Chris, don't worry, man. I got you, man. We'll get to that.
Okay.
The other thing is obviously Dragon Quest is still fucking huge over there. Remember, like they said, like basically they set it up where Dragon Quest games could only come out on a Friday because when they used to release them in the middle of the week, people would stop going to work. That's how serious it was, you know.
I'm happy that we're finally getting a next generation Dragon Quest game, because the last, like, what is it? This is 8, like, since.
Oh yeah, I mean, we've gotten the other Dragon games. It's just been on Wii, and
they've been all on DS.
Yeah, so
like, after Dragon Quest 8? What is the current 8. One like?
Now it's 11. Yeah.
Yeah, so after Dragon Quest VIII, they didn't do any more of those ones that were like that. That was like a real console experience.
Yeah, and wasn't one of them online, I think? I could be wrong, you know, but yeah, 3DS has been relegated to that. DS and 3DS, so it is good as getting a proper console release, you know? So that's good. It's just interesting how, like, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Final Fantasy is big in Japan, but Dragon Quest is way bigger over there, you know? Mm-hmm. And over here, it's still niche. You know, it used to be Dragon Warrior back in the day.
I mean, I guess that 8 is probably my favorite RPG.
Of all time?
Yeah. Not of all time, but it is one of my top favorite ones.
Yeah, but it's your favorite Dragon Quest game. But did you play the Dragon Warrior games back in the day?
I never played Dragon Warrior because, you know, it was hard getting games in those days as a kid. Yeah. I did play some of the later ones. But I really enjoyed that one for PlayStation 2.
Yeah. The only one I ever like had experience with, and I didn't beat it, was Dragon Quest VIII. That was pretty cool, you know? The Akira Toriyama art.
That game is long.
Yeah, when is that shit coming out in America? I'm guessing it's next year. But, yeah, again, I just find it funny. It's like, oh, shit, this thing's single-handedly keeping 3DS alive.
Yeah, and it just crazy. Says 2018.
You know, which is nuts. All right, I guess we can move on to the next thing. So, yeah, Samus, you know, Metroid Samus Returns, a game I'm actually looking forward to, but I'm a little bit bummed right now because content is locked behind 4 fucking Amiibo. So, Chris, go.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, well, this is basically a paywall. Like, I mean, I watched Review Tech talk about this also, and he's like, oh, Nintendo's grown up, and they joined the rest of the industry in milking DLC.
Yep.
Yeah, but the only thing is the content's all there, right? That's like what Capcom used to do. The content's all there in the game. So there's nothing to download. It just, you need to buy amiibos to access it. So there's a Metroid amiibo, and I think that unlocks hard mode. And there's 2 Samus amiibos. And something about one gives you extra items, and one unlocks like her fusion outfits. So I guess they're going to make a fusion, Metroid fusion amiibo. of her. Like, look, I'm, you know, as toys they're great, as collectibles they're great, but like, don't lock content behind stuff. You know that inflates the cost of the game. That stuff's already on there. What about earning hard mode by beating normal mode or beating 100%? Like, you know,
and a lot of those are hard to find after a while.
Yeah,
you know, they get super expensive trying to get those things.
Yeah, and they're gonna sell it some of them exclusive through GameStop, and we all know GameStop is the devil. So I'm not gonna buy it there. You know,
sorry about that, John. My friend John works at GameStop. He's like, hey, thank you for talking about my store on your show while I'm listening to it. But yeah,
this would be a good time to point out to people that you can buy hacked Amiibo cards for pretty cheap.
Should we be saying that shit on air?
Yeah, no, fuck man. It's a cottage industry. Nintendo probably knows it's there, and they're not doing anything about it for a reason. They don't want to increase the actual amount of Amiibos and decrease their rarity, so they just go ahead and let this happen. My buddy Morgan bought a whole pack. Like it's like 13 cards for like $13.
Whoa. They got us.
Shut your shit off, please, man. You're killing everybody's ears.
Wow, you scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
Nintendo got hot. They heard that shit.
Nintendo got pissed. You're trying to cut into our business, motherfucker? Man, that's some inception shit right there, bro. Anyway, keep going, Brad. Your buddy Clay. Was it Clay, right?
No, it was Morgan. No, it was my Morgan. Buddy Morgan. Yep, Dark Souls Morgan. He bought a whole pack of them, and they work just the same way. You just hold the card over. It's got the little RDIF chip or whatever it is that's in the bottom of the figure, and it picks it up and gives you the content. So
NFC.
I want to go ahead and calm a couple of people down. Also, yeah, it sucks that hard mode is blocked by, but a new difficulty mode called Fusion Mode. Where you wear the fusion suit. So I don't know how much different that's going to be. Like, is it going to be harder than the hard mode? If so, like if it's an exclusive thing, or it could also just be, you know, hard mode or a new game with a suit. So I don't really know enough about that. Everything else seems to be small bonuses. Like a missile tank, extra energy, the ability to see enemies on the map, which is pretty generally standard for Amiibos, where, you know, they give you something that helps the game. It's almost cheating. So I know a lot of people that don't like to use Amiibos.
Ryan, man, what the fuck?
You're shaving
his beard. Yeah. Shaving his shit during the show.
You can't be doing that. This show is sponsored by Dollar Shave Club.
Yo, by the way, hold on, Brad. I'm sorry. I just want to give a quick shout out to Yin Yang Grievous, who's giving us a shout out from Portugal. And Stephen O'Brien from Ireland. Motherfucking awesome. Thank you, guys. Nice. We got international in this bitch, man.
International.
All right, go ahead, man. Yeah. By the way, Brett, we're gonna speak after the show about these cards, bro.
Oh yeah, they're not hard to get, and they're definitely super cheap. But I guess what I was saying is, most of these things, which are essentially, you know, very minor cheats or, you know, extra energy or anything like that, extra clothing, that is pretty standard. I mean, I'm pretty sure Zelda's the same way. I think you can only get the old school original Zelda armor if you have the 30th anniversary Amiibo. So that all sounds pretty standard to me. The only thing that sounds kind of suspect here is like, okay, so fusion mode, is that just hard mode with a fusion suit, or is it a special game mode? If it's a special game mode, that's fucked up to be locking behind that behind the thing. But when I originally read this, my reaction was very visceral. And then I went through and actually saw what was locked away, and I'm like, ah, that really just sounds like Amiibo type shit to me. Like, if fusion mode is just hard mode with fusion suit, then essentially that's just a fancy way of saying they're giving you a new armor set, or maybe it's a hard mode with some, you know, some reskinned enemies or something like that. It doesn't sound like a lot of this is, unless it is a whole new hard mode, like, you know, New Game Plus. And unless it's that, then I don't really see him locking a whole lot away. And that may sound to people like I'm being, you know, forgiving or defending Nintendo or anything like that. But, you know, it's kind of the shit that I've come to expect from Amiibos anyway. So maybe the bar is just already low. maybe it was just the fact that I was immediately like, "Whoa, what the fuck? What the goddamn it, man!" And you know, now compared to that reaction, I was like, "Oh, I thought they were locking away huge chunks of the game. This is not nearly as bad as Batman: Arkham Asylum." And their Catwoman bullshit, where they locked away, you know, 10% of the game. Like, it is not nearly as substantial as that.
I don't know. I think that thing. Okay, here's the thing. Let's just be honest, right? If you wanted to get that Catwoman DLC, all you have to do is just pre-order the game. You don't have to pay anything extra. With this, if you want everything, $129 minimum. Yeah, this is way worse
different.
Than this.
It's way different.
Way worse.
I'm not talking price point. I'm talking about amount of content removed. Like maybe I'm being lax here, but this content doesn't seem important or necessary. It seems like the same content that was locked away with Zelda.
The fact is, they're locking shit away behind toys. That is enough right there to get people upset.
You know, it's interesting. Most of that amiibo content is stuff that's already on disc.
Yeah, it's already on the disc too. That's the other thing. It's fucked up, you know? But go ahead, Brett, because you seem to be okay with this.
It would already have to be on the disc by the nature of an amiibo, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't have the
amiibo actually behind the disc. That's the problem.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. Every amiibo, it's what it does has to already be on the disc, unless they added it as a DLC. You know, later, or added as an update later. For the most part, like, they really have to plan, like, the production sculpting and everything of an amiibo. Like, it goes through a long, weird process. I remember reading something about how hard it was to actually get an amiibo made. I think it was the people from Shovel Knight. So it's this weird, long process.
For them, obviously, because they're an exterior company.
Yeah.
You know, they can't, they're the only one that's actually ever tried to make an amiibo for one of their characters.
Well, I think a lot of the outrights, like, we have to be consistent. Like, if we call out Capcom for doing this exact same thing, if we say, motherfuckers, you launch Marvel vs. Capcom, and you're like, oh, Jill Valentine and Shuma Gorath are coming later, and then you download a file, an unlock file, and there they are. You know, or you have to pay for the true ending of Asura's Wrath and shit like that, and we get mad, right? So, and that was just, that's for an extra piece, right? Or how Dead Space 3, you only get 80% of the game, and then you buy that DLC. Oh, you find out, oh, that's the actual ending. The other 20% that you buy at DLC. See, that stuff, if we call it out, we have to call it out across the board. They're locking content behind the paywall. And it's,
no, I agree with that, but like all alternate costumes, like that.
Yeah,
that's like costumes don't
like,
seem like
you a, don't. You don't need that. And like, if you love the amiibos, and fine, get them, and it'll be a bonus. But like, hard mode and shit like that should have an alternative way to earn it. Just like extra costumes. Like, when we were growing up, all you had to do was beat a game a certain way, or do a certain thing, or find a certain thing and get it. If they want to add the amiibo onto that, that's fine. You get the easy way out, but I could still earn it if I want
to
play the
game. Yeah, there should be another method besides having to go and buy some shit like that.
Yeah. And I think having...
we have another method. Yeah, we have another method.
Go to GameStop.
Amiibo cards.
that's all I'll say about it. I'm just being consistent. Like, I don't like this no more than I like any other company that does this shit.
Yeah, it's fucked up, you know?
I don't think I'm coming from that far of a different place. Maybe my standards are just lower. Like, I'm used to the whole, like, oh, if you pre-order the game or buy the DLC or the season pass, you know, you get this extra, you know, outfit or content or whatever the hell it is. It's just, it goes into a weird gray area because, like, now it's, you know, if you buy this physical thing, which I guess has intrinsic value because it's a physical decoration, then you also get this.
Well, it's not even that. It's like what you just mentioned is like the season pass. That's always going to be there. At least, you know, the season passes. That stuff you could always get. When it comes to these toys, I mean, we've seen it on eBay. Some of these things are super expensive. It's not always easy to get.
So, well, that's why I think, like, you can't hide crucial things in amiibo. That's why, like, I think that my line draws on the sand. Like, if it's actually a hard mode that's being locked away, then I've got issues. If it's a special fusion suit in hard mode, like, you could wear a fusion suit this time through instead of
the hard mode is the special fusion hard mode is locked behind the amiibo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is there a regular hard mode?
No, there is.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the Samus figures, I don't know if it's the Various suit or Zero suit, locks hard mode. I don't remember which one.
So, like, I guess what I'm saying is, like, let's say if this were Dark Souls, it's right. It's not that, because the thing that I'm wondering is it like when you go to New Game Plus, basically, if you have this figure, you can go to New Game Plus Fusion mode, which allows you to play New Game Plus the Fusion suit. So are we talking about a game mode difference here, or are we talking about a costume difference here?
I'm going to research now, but what I heard, and Review Tech talked about this, and I think some guys from Rooster Teeth talked about it, all they said was it was hard mode. It was locked to one of the Amiibos. So I'll clarify it.
I read it as fusion mode, like that where you get a playthrough. It's a harder mode that you get a playthrough with the fusion suit. But the way that they worded it made it sound very vague. Like it doesn't necessarily say that that's the only way to play hard mode. It just says it's the only way to play with it.
Man, now I'm getting all these nasty thoughts in my head about this shit. Because all right, so like you know, FIFA's coming out for it, and they announced that Foot, the Ultimate Team, will be on the Switch version. And it's very hard. It's very expensive to get like the big name players like Messi, Ronaldo. It'll cost like a million points. It's almost impossible to get. But I can see them making amiibos for it. Like, oh yeah, get the Ronaldo amiibo, and then you'll have Ronaldo. You know, and I could see them doing that for third party stuff.
Hey, at that point, just buy an amiibo card pack for 99 cents a piece. And...
Where do you get these? Where do you get these? Let's tell.
It's like Etsy. Like people make them. They're Etsy, like. They're not that expensive. I'll ask Morgan about it, and I'll be happy to post that shit up and around until you know somebody gets a cease and desist. But what I will say is that a little bit of research, like, yeah, it sucks that you may have to buy a $5 card pack, but if you really want to spend $5 to tell Nintendo to go fuck themselves, it's a great way to do it. So, I'll be mad if this is not costume changes, but I also feel like I'm playing devil's advocate coming at it from the other side, so... If you're selling amiibos, these amiibos have to come with some kind of bonus content, something extra. And I don't think that you would sell them on the idea of being collectibles unless there was a limited quantity, which means that you can't get this special costume any other way than the amiibo without devaluing the amiibo. If you can get it from just beating the game, that's going to devalue the collectible aspect of the amiibo. So they also have to take into account what that amiibo is going to do ahead of time as they're programming the game and put it on the disc. So it's not so much that I'm saying all these are forgivable. It's just that by the nature of an amiibo, none of this surprises me. They have to give you something. Most likely it's going to be cosmetic, and most likely it's going to be something that you can't get in the game otherwise, or a slight variation. And that's what they did with Zelda, which is, I guess, why I don't have a huge issue. Like, you could get the Ocarina of Time outfit, but you can get a slightly different one from the amiibo. So technically, you can't get the regular one unless you have the amiibo, but it's not a huge difference, and it's all cosmetic. So I don't necessarily mind it if it's like that, and I would also expect that data to have to be on the disc. So while I do say that I don't like content being locked behind discs, I can see that I don't want to say that it's necessary here, but I don't see another way for it to work. If there was another easy way for them to not do this. And so they were just clearly choosing the asshole route to make more money, which I guess is what amiibos is. But I went ahead and swallowed that pill a while ago. As long as you're looking at what amiibos are and what they're trying to do, then none of this is really surprising, other than maybe the hard mode, which is bullshit. So let me ask you guys this: if it weren't the hard mode that was locked behind this, would anybody have problems, or is the hard mode the part that we're all?
No, I just don't like the fact that any content is locked behind a fucking amiibo. That's my thing. I don't care what the fuck the content is. You know, that's my whole deal. It's like, I don't want to buy these stupid-ass figures to unlock shit.
So Tony, what do you think – all right, what do you think if they decided at some point to have the content released in the store? Like, yeah, just through its own store, you know, through the Nintendo, whatever their shit's called now.
Or the eShop, if you could download
the eShop,
it. Yeah, that's fine, but don't lock it behind a fucking amiibo. That's my thing.
That option. That should be the alternate option to buying
each amiibo. These amiibos specifically cost $22 each.
They have a layaway plan.
Yeah, you know, it's bullshit.
Amiibos cost $15, bro.
No, dude,
that specific one.
Well, okay, the deluxe ones I've seen cost up to $20. Most of them cost $15, which, and I've actually done the price comparison in my head when I was rationalizing whether or not I wanted to buy any Zelda amiibos. Like, if you go and look at a G.I. Joe or a Transformer or any other small collectible thing, even the, like, the, you know, the little bobblehead things, you're looking at paying about $10 for those things. So $15 for a figure isn't unreasonable. It's high, but it's not
to unlock shit in a video game. I've never had to do that.
No. I'm strictly talking about value as a collectible toy, as a little figurine. That $15 for a figurine that size is not unheard of. It's probably $2 or $3 more than normal, but it's not obscene. And even like my
obscene, but the fact is, you need to buy this shit to unlock content in a game. I don't give a fuck what the price is. It's stupid. You know, I don't give a fuck. It's $5. You shouldn't be doing that.
And also, like, account for like guys like Manny and Tony. They're completionists, right? You're now telling them they have to spend $60-$70 extra to get all the features of the game. You know,
is it extra collectible feature though?
It is. I don't care if it's an extra costume, a map, whatever it is. It's still content.
Exactly. Your content. Hey, listen, I pre-ordered this fucking game. I'm pissed at the fact that I'm not getting the whole complete thing now because I'm not trying to buy no fucking amiibos, you know? So that's where I'm coming at it from. Like, I don't give a fuck what the content is. Don't lock content behind stupid ass toys.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Like a map sensor that lets you see enemies when you're not supposed to be able to, an extra missile and some extra energy. Like, those are content. To you,
they just that is not content. I mean, that is content. That is content. Well, you know, not that's only the definition of content. You know,
not only that, but it's just the whole principle. Like, where does it stop?
Exactly. Well, so let's lock, half a game. You know, it could go crazy. The slippery slope shit. Let's
so what's
half a game?
That's my question. Okay, so what's the difference to you between bonus content that is written on a disc and just content that's being locked away? Is it like, so if I give you a piece of pie and I put I decide, like, you know what, you're a customer here, you come in a lot, I'm gonna give it to you a la mode for free, is then if I don't give you a pie with a la mode, am I holding back something from you?
No, you're basically, you know, it's like actually, Chris, you go first, because my thing is, it's like basically, I go into your shop all the time, right? And you're like, okay, if you want this pie, I need you to buy this pineapple piece. I'm like, I don't like that shit. No, but you need to buy it if you want to eat the rest of this pie. That's how I see it. You know, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, Brett, there's nothing wrong with them wanting to sell this content, but just don't say it's the only way to get it.
Yeah. Right?
That's my problem with this. It's fine if you want to sell the amiibo, and amiibos are fine. I have a few myself, and I might get a couple of these, not just because of the game. But for people who don't want that, just say you either heard in hard mode by doing 100% complete and normal and all this stuff, or do something in the game and you find a map sensor. Have an alternative way in the game. Maybe it's challenging, but it's there. The option's there. So you
I would have a problem with that. I wouldn't have a problem with that.
I agree with you guys. As a video game, I agree with you guys. The point that I'm making is everybody's also forgetting this isn't just a video game. These are also toys, and they don't just follow video game rules. They follow collectible toy rules. If you can unlock...
I don't need a video game for a collectible toy.
Yeah, exactly.
See, there's a difference. Like, this one is dependent on the other. In this case, it dependent.
I know you don't want it, and I know, but you're coming at it from a video game side. Look at it from somebody who's coming at it from a collector's side.
I collect stuff too. So does Manny. Nothing we collect is dependent on anything else. If I buy a figure, I don't need to buy anything else to get it. I don't need to do anything else to get it. You just buy a toy or a figurine or whatever. Like, it's not dependent on anything. But when you say, like, and even if this was in a store, it's fine. But if you say to people who don't or aren't collectors, it's like, you have to now buy a toy if you want these features or extra content. I'm not okay with that unless you say there's an alternative way to earn it in the game. So you don't have to do that.
See, that doesn't make any sense to me, though, because, like, I bought the San Diego Comic-Con limited edition albino Predator. I had to go to Comic-Con to buy it. I had to pay for Comic-Con tickets to get it. It is a scarce item. They only made a limited run of them. And so if you didn't meet these prerequisites, you don't get it. And as a collector, if you want all the Predator toys,
I do. I go on eBay I don't want to go to airline. Yeah, so what? I have to pay for airline tickets and Comic-Con tickets and a hotel and all that shit?
You guys are missing my point.
How about I just want eBay to get it? No, I didn't miss your point. I just broke your point.
Yeah.
No, there's other things you can do at Comic-Con. You're not going there just for that.
how can something have scarcity if there's an unlimited amount of it? How could it be collectible if it can be freely
the toy
reproduced
doesn't have
to infinity?
Unlimited amount. No, it they but they don't like this is why there's always runs on the Amiibos because they're sold exclusive through GameStop or some other deal people.
And do you really think
them,
that
and then you got to go on eBay. There's always scarcity, and right now there's NAND scarcity going on. This is why the Switch is unavailable.
It wouldn't
this
be there if there weren't content tied to it. You wouldn't be paying $60 for an Ocarina of Time Zelda Amiibo if it weren't the only way to get this downloadable content. If that weren't the only way to get the costume, no one would be shelling out these $60 for it. That creates scarcity. They're playing by collectible rules here, and I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying it makes sense.
I think the thing, the biggest problem with a lot of the people in the room are having with this is the fact that they're actually putting specific content behind there. They're in this situation that they did not say there is no other. They didn't say that you can unlock hard mode. They're saying they said that you can unlock essentially with this Amiibo, you unlock hard mode with this specific suit thing. No other instance have they locked a specific piece of content behind this thing. Like, in other words, a gameplay content. Usually,
you're splitting the difference where I am, though. You and I agree that the hard mode is game content that should not be hidden behind collectibles. But Tony and I are butting heads in the sense that I don't think that a bonus costume tied to an Amiibo is holding you back from content. I think that that's trying to give some scarcity.
Okay, Brad, what's your definition of content? Because content is anything that's in a fucking game. Anything that's content. Anything in there is content. So what's your definition? Because I'm confused.
I count it as playable content.
That sounds like you're nipping straws here, bro. I don't know.
Splitting hairs?
There you go. I don't know.
As long as I can do all the stuff and get all the weapons, like anything cosmetic stuff is superfluous.
It's still content. It doesn't matter. It's still content. It doesn't matter if it's necessary content.
It's a different kind of content and has been regarded as a different kind of content in gaming for years now. Take, for instance, Founders Pack.
I don't care. It's still content. It's still content. You know?
No, you can't lump them together.
Here's the thing.
Content is content.
Hold on a minute. Okay, Tony, if content is content, then why have they been doing this shit for years? Why, when you pre-order something, do you get a free costume, but that's not a fucking problem? Like, nobody's cared about cosmetics.
Who said that isn't a problem?
For years, what are you talking about? Everybody bitches about that.
Yeah, but most of the time, they'll make it available to purchase.
People bitch about that all the time, especially when you have to like pre-order the game from a bunch of different stores in order to get every single piece of content. People have been bitching about that since day one, since fucking horse armor. People have been bitching about Red Dead with the horses at different retailers. Yeah, it's the same thing. People don't like this shit. They've never liked it. Nobody's ever said, oh, it's just cosmetic. It doesn't matter. Remember, there's people out there like me who are completionists that pre-order this shit at multiple stores just so they could get everything. You know?
There are absolutely people who make the distinction between cosmetic and non-cosmetic content.
I'm not saying they don't, but you can't just say, oh, nobody
does.
You know,
no, I'm not saying that nobody does, but I'm saying you're saying that they're always the same. And I'm saying no to a lot of people, and maybe this is more true on like MMOs and shit like that, but like purely cosmetic stuff is always viewed in a different tier than actual – like in World of Warcraft, getting a special cape or talbard or whatever for having played the game for 2 years and that being the only way that you can get it is a cosmetic thing. It is completely different than access to a dungeon that you can now not run with your friends. Those are two completely different things. They're both content.
But it's still a reward for doing something within the game.
Yeah.
I think that is where a lot of this lies. Or it's like back when we were kids, even back in the PlayStation or original Xbox, even to those points, you could buy a game, right? And you could play through the game and you're rewarded for playing the game by getting additional content like costumes, like hard mode, like all these different things. But now we're seeing this situation where you have to specifically, in order, it's something that's already on the game. You have to specifically go out of your way to buy these physical objects, which in some cases maybe people don't give a shit about these toys.
Yeah.
Are we saying that now that they can, you know, there's two different tiers? It's like, okay, I don't want this fucking toy, but I want the hard mode. They have never said anything about this.
No, and as I said, I can't say it enough. Like, I'm not okay with them locking hard mode behind this. Not okay with that. That is not okay in my book. Bad Nintendo. Shame, shame. I'm not saying that's okay. What I am saying is costumes I feel differently about. And my question to you would be, okay, so if you didn't want the costumes to be on the disc, right? If you wanted them to be extra content as defined by not being on the disc, how would you go about doing that?
Because nobody wanted them to be not on the disc. I want them on the disc. I want you to say, hey, Chris, you have to unlock this secret boss, beat them, and then you get this costume. That's fine with me. Okay, I'll do it. I'll take the physical challenge. But I don't want to buy it. I don't want to download it. I don't want a toy to get it. I just want to get it.
And that's fine. But
by using Skittle.
Then they're going to sell less Amiibos.
No, they'll sell just fine because there's going to be people who are going to go, you know what, F it. I'm just going to buy it.
Why are we worried about Amiibo? Why should we be worried about Amiibos when we're worried about the fucking game, which is the main thing we want in the first place? That's where I'm coming at it from. It's like, I don't want to buy these dumbass toys to play a game. You know, that's that. And a lot of people are seeing it that way. You know, I know you're trying to say like, oh yeah, what about the collector part? Fuck that shit. Let's just be honest, man. Fuck that shit. You know, it sucks. Either way you slice it, it fucking sucks, man.
I just don't know whether to determine this is bonus if this is bonus content or not.
You have to buy fucking toys to get it. It's bonus content.
Bonus content would imply that it's okay to have you require it. Like,
no, bonus content could not be okay. It could be fucked up too, you know. Or at least the ways that you get it could be fucked up.
Bonus by definition means extra. So, like, when you say, like, if it's already on the disc, you're inferring, at least by my definitions, that that's not bonus content. That's part of the game that was then locked away.
That's exactly what this is.
Yeah, okay, so tell me how Amiibos would work without having the content on the disc.
Well, I'm saying that there should be an alternate way to unlock it, Brett. There should be an alternate way. That's where I'm coming from.
No, I know that that's what you're saying, but we're also okay with them printing a game and then saying, oh, by the way, we made some costume packs for $3.99. They're not part of the game.
I started this by saying we call out EA and Capcom for the same fucking thing.
Yep.
We call out them for locking away content. Capcom is notorious for this, you know?
Yeah,
Chris is basically saying,
why is it that we let Capcom, Konami, whoever have it when they do this shit, but now that Nintendo's doing it, it should be okay? That's inconsistent, you know?
That's never what I've said, and that's not what I've said. In fact, if I recall correctly, as a show, we had determined that something was bonus content or not bonus content dependent on whether or not it was originally on the disc when the disc was shipped. If it was on the disc and then held back, that's locked content. However, it was not on the disc when they shipped it out and then they spent time developing it and then released it, that's called additional content, and they are allowed to charge for that. I was pretty sure that that was where we as a show had landed. And my question
But that's what's on the cartridge doesn't have anything else. The Amiibo doesn't contain the item. It just unlocks it. It is on the cart.
Yeah. So we come back to how would you make it so that a game – if you wanted to have an Amiibo that gave you a free costume – regardless of whether or not you feel about it, if it gave you a free costume that wasn't originally on the card, how would that work? You run the Amiibo, it connects to a network, it downloads the thing, it interrupts your game four times.
Here's a giant idea. How about they release a special edition of Metroid Samus Returns with two or four, just make different SKUs for the Amiibos, and people who get a hard-on for having collectible toys can then buy that version. And have at it, you know? If you want the toys, you get it that way, and then sell them individually for collectors who don't care about the game, but they love the toys, they can get them. And then for guys like us who just want the game, I just buy the game and I have all the content. I just have to use skill and time to get the same content.
Yeah.
You know? That's how you do it.
I don't think I'd like that.
Oh, counter it! Do it! Counter my point right now. Do it. Say I'm wrong.
He likes buying shit. He wants it to just.
I don't think that there should be different SKUs because that would be a way to suck money out of people. Like, I think that the amiibo bonus
and forcing amiibos on people isn't sucking money out of them. Come on, man.
Well, dude, if you'd let me finish, I feel like amiibo bonuses should be inconsequential. They should be cosmetic at the very most. And so it should be just something that you kind of maybe want to wear this cool hat, but maybe you needed me before. It doesn't really affect your game in any way. It doesn't mean you can or can't do anything. That's why, again, I don't agree with this hard mode. But I feel like even like if it's a slight variation, like, yeah, Chris can play through the game and get, you know, pretty much the exact same armor, except, you know, the hat leans more to the right than to the left. Just a small nod that lets the people who are worried about exclusivity and scarcity when buying collectibles, it still gives them their small nod. But Chris can get something virtually identical with the same stats, that looks pretty much the same, but isn't exactly the same. That's what I would like to see. Everything remain inconsequential and cosmetic at best. Zelda did it really well. Like, half the time you just get fucking a breakable weapon and some meat. It's nothing that impacts your game in the long run. And if you do get an armor, it's just an alternate variant of the armor. So you can get Zelda 1 armor, but the one you get from the amiibo is a slight variant of it. That doesn't really hold the game back from anybody. It's not like you can't play with a version of that armor. It makes the collectors happy. That's how I think that it should run. And I think having different SKUs, because those SKUs would be, like you said, one of them would be fucking $120, and nobody should pay $120 for this content. What I think should be happening is you should make the content that comes with the amiibos pretty much inconsequential. Just enough that the collectors can be happy by saying, I got something that not everybody can have. But make that thing so of so little importance that even like people like Tony and, you know, who want to complete, you know, a completionist of a game will still be at least 95% happy. You may not be able to say, oh, I got the hood that hangs to the left and the hood that hangs to the right. Yeah, okay, if you want to be that fucking guy, maybe you have to buy a bunch of amiibos or spend $10 on an amiibo card pack. But I think the key to it should be not making this kind of content tied to amiibos and leaving it only as purely minor cosmetic stuff so that people have the choice to buy it or not buy into it. One of the things I actually like about it up until this point is, hey, cool, if I have a figure, it usually gives me a little bonus thing. If I don't have a figure, it really doesn't affect my gameplay because most of the time it just gives me extra meat or extra energy or an extra missile pack, just shit that I don't really need, but I might be able to, you know, like use a Game Genie for back in the day. So that's what I think should happen. Like, I'm not arguing your point as much as saying, like, I don't think it should get to that point in the first place. We shouldn't have serious content locked behind amiibos. No fucking way. But as I said, you're always going to have a collector, and their worry is, I want something that not everybody can have. I want something, you know, like a numbered print. That's very human nature. It's the reason that people buy numbered prints and shit like that. So you're not going to make those people happy unless they can get something with an amiibo that other people can't get. And I realize that sucks for all of us, but this is straddling two different kinds of sales in two different industries, and they're wanting to try and cater to both. So the best compromise I can come up with is, look, if you're going to do this shit, just make it shit that doesn't really matter all that much. So let's not do hard mode, but like, yeah, if you want to put the fusion suit behind the fusion suit Samus, like, I don't give a fuck. It's a different suit. I'd like a version of the fusion suit that I can unlock, but if it's not the exact same one, like maybe it's the new fusion suit and the retro fusion suit's a little bit more blue. Fucking wank off. Who the fuck cares? Some people do. Some collectors will, but it's not going to affect my game at all. But the hard mode, fuck that shit. All day long. Sideways with a splintered balsa wood dildo. Fuck that shit. But yeah. Do you guys really care all that much about what particular shade of armor that you get and that you can get every single shade of the same armor?
It's not that. Again, I just don't like whole – yeah, I don't care about that. My whole thing is I don't like content being locked away in general, but this is even more insidious because it's behind fucking toys that nobody wants, you know? So that's why.
You might all actually agree. Okay, so Tony, if you're playing Breath of the Wild – and you have the choice to either get a regular Ocarina of Time armor set or a slightly different Ocarina of Time set if you have the amiibo. Does it really bother you if you can't get the amiibo version as long as you can get something similar?
You mean from playing the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Actually, no. They should just have both of that shit available to you somehow in the game without needing that fucking toy, you know? I mean, the toy itself is already a collectible anyway, so why does it need to have something that's affecting the game? You know what I'm saying? Like,
because the idea of scarcity sells things. It's the whole idea behind a limited run. Look, it's the way that the market works. It's the way that people work. You're not going to fight that.
Just stripping it back, I personally just don't like the idea of tying games and fucking toys. That's my thing. Video games are one thing, toys are another. Don't fucking mix them. I'm not trying to buy toys to play my fucking games. That's where I'm coming out.
Right, and look, I'm not saying, like, you know, we're not raging like Can't Superior. I'm just saying we call out everyone else for doing something similar to this. So I'm calling this out. I pre-ordered the game. I have one of those amiibos already. I'll probably buy a couple of the other ones because I love Metroid. But as a collector, I'm fine with that. I would be fine with that even if I didn't have the game. But I happen to love the whole franchise, so I play the games, right? So that wouldn't be a problem to me, but I see it as a problem. I empathize with guys like completionists who aren't interested in toys, who not have stuff locked away behind the toys. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. All right. I think that's good enough. So let's move on here to the last subject. This is something I did a Tony's Take about. I actually did it when I was in Jersey because I saw the shit on Twitter. I'm like, oh my God, I need to do a video. So I just whipped out my camera and did the video, but I want to get all you guys' thoughts on this shit. Killing Floor 2, right, on Xbox One X will be compromised. It turns out that they tried to run the game at 4K, right? Frame rates were fucked up. So I had to knock it down to 1800p. 1800p is not bad, but again, another example of the shit being compromised. And I know some of you guys are going to come in there saying, oh, Microsoft said it's up to the developers. Yeah, but the developers, they tried to make it 4K and they had to compromise the shit. So this whole notion that this is the beast console, not so much. Let's just be honest. And again, the reason I'm bringing this up is because we've told you this shit on Throwdown for like the last year. Like, listen, guys, don't believe that spin. Don't believe that shit. It's going to be compromises. And there it fucking is. And then, you know, as Chris brought up, and I'm going to give you the floor in a second, Chris, this game isn't even running on anything heavy, right? It's fucking Unreal 3, you know? And the game even looks like fucking shit. So I don't know why it can't run like that. But anyway, Chris, what are your thoughts on this nonsense, man?
Well, I'm shocked, really, because Unreal 3 is a dirt old engine by now, right? And it's been optimized to high hell. I mean, look at what Rocksteady did with it to create the Batman games. Even the last one was running on it.
Yeah.
Right? You see what it could do, and it could be pushed, right? So it's not the engine's fault, right? They put in high-res textures into Killing Floor. It runs at a high frame rate. It's a shooter. And they can't get it to run at a decent frame rate at 4K. They just can't. And there's no way to do it until they cut down the resolution, right? Then they hit 1800p, then they could get a consistent frame rate. So that shows that, you know, like we said before, when we analyzed the specs and stuff, and Tony said this way before, and I said this way back when they made the promise with Phil Spencer, the words came out of his mouth, uncompromised 4K. We were like, that's bullshit. Because we knew, like, even if you have a 1080 Ti right now, there's not every game runs at 4K 60 on that thing, right? And that's a beast of a card, right? It's and you could get a beast PC with it around it too. And this is a console. It's not going to have that level of power, and we know it's not close because it's not even running on the AMD's latest, right?
Yeah.
So you know, there you are. The cracks are starting to show in the armor. The promises they made, he overpromised big time, and we saw that coming. We told you guys that was coming, and now it's arrived. And they're not going to be okay. You could say Killing Floor is a shit game, whatever. This is going to start happening with other guys trying to optimize for Xbox One X and finding out that they can't run it, get a consistent frame rate or high frame rate running at 4K when they put in the textures.
Yeah, think about it like this. Like you said, you know, this is not a crazy graphically intensive game, right? This is a pretty, you know, low budget game. Let's just be honest. So what's going to happen when you start running the big fucking games, you know, at trying to do it at 4K, right? I don't know, man. This whole thing, just like we told you guys, don't expect every game to be 4K 60, right? There you go. I know that the Xbox One X version is going to have a higher frame rate than the Xbox One version, but it's still not, even that's not going to be 60. They even said that. It's like, oh, we're targeting 60, but we're not sure yet. It's all right there. It's all right there, but motherfuckers didn't want to listen to us. You know, it's funny.
So what's everybody beating the band about on this? Just that the game looks worse than they expected it to on the Xbox?
No. The fact is that, again, Microsoft has been saying that, you know, Xbox One X will not have any compromises. This is the fourth example of a compromised game. Let me list them for you.
Business speak, though. We like maybe it's just that we've been all just sitting here being like, yeah, I mean, duh. It's you. Somebody gave you a cheeseburger, and they're like, it's a steak. You're the dumbass for thinking it was a steak. It's obviously a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Right. But
you'd be surprised how many people fell for that.
They're still on that.
Yeah, there was guys yelling at Tony on Twitter forever about that when we called it out. It's like, no, they said it. Look, business guys say a lot of things. We call out everyone. If Sony says some bullshit, we say, hey, look, we know better. That's probably marketing BS, and it's not going to be like that. You can believe what you want, but when you look at the specs and the hardware and stuff, and you call it out, right? We called it out. And here it is. This is the reality, and it's going to keep happening over and over again. And we call it Nintendo. When Reggie says some stuff too, I analyze it. So Phil Spencer said this.
Yeah, I know. You're right about that. And just bringing it back real quick. Remember when I think it was Cast Right. Somebody at PlayStation said, oh, get ready for every game to be 1080p 60 frames. We were like, yeah, that's bullshit. We called
that's also bullshit too.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is that everybody keeps saying these – you know, it's wonderful marketing speech. That's all these people do. But at the same time, it's like, don't make those sorts of statements if you can't give constant examples of what they do. It's obviously it's a slogan. It's like just like welcome to the next level or any of those blast processing. It's all that shit.
I think it's worse than that. I think they're putting out half truths that are sometimes applicable, and they're putting it in just a vague enough way that they let the rabid fan base then take that and assume that that is going to be a standard. So they quote a high watermark that they can sometimes achieve, but phrase it in a way that lets people interpret it to think that this is going to be the standard.
Oh, yeah.
They've kind of done this over and over again, which, yes, everybody lies. Keep in mind, we're a show that spends 20-minute segments trying to figure out what Nintendo's words mean. Like, let that sink in for a second. Like, they say words, and we have to spend 20 minutes breaking down what actually is the meaning behind these words. It's stupid, and it's counterproductive, but we do it all the time, and Microsoft is probably one of the biggest companies that's guilty of this. They say something that can be construed as vaguely true, but also construed as way over the top and promising more than they can deliver. Cloud!
I could see them doing a spin on this and saying, oh, no, we meant, like, in-house games. Well, in-house, with 30
parts. No compromises in-house.
We meant Forza.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, man, I'll tell you right now, the first party game that is not native 4K, you better let them have it.
I think Crackdown is made. I think so too, bro.
I want to say this right now to everybody out there who's mad at me for talking shit on Xbox. When Forza comes out and it's 4K 60 frames a second, shut the fuck up. We know. We all know that it's going to be that way. We all know that Forza is going to be the one they dump all the money into. We've already explained why they can do this with a racing game and not other games. So here is your advance warning. Do not come to me with Forza as an example of how the Xbox One fulfilled its promises, because I will not listen.
No, and that can't be the excuse for the rest of 2018 either.
Yeah. Adam, thank you for bringing up Crackdown. I'm going to have my eye on that fucking game now.
Yeah, we all need to have our eye on that damn game because they haven't been showing us shit.
Oh, no, they haven't.
San Diego one. Yeah, that didn't look good.
Remember that meme? What's the name of that fat guy?
Reminds me of when Crackdown 2 was getting announced.
Yeah.
And it was the same thing. It was like vague images here and there and stuff. I'm like, something's wrong. And then sure enough, it came out and it was, crap. And I have a feeling that this didn't – somewhere during production, something fell apart. And they're like, all right, what do we do? We have to release this.
Well, what was the alien game before Isolation?
Hmm?
What was that alien game before Isolation?
Oh, I have it.
Colonial Marines.
This whole thing smells like Colonial Marines.
Yeah, exactly. It's like what they first showed and what eventually came out, two different things.
Yeah.
No, we saw that with Watch Dogs also.
It's like, you don't look like that. Like, you don't look like your picture, girl. What's going on?
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, it's like a bad dating profile. Like, oh, I love to cook. Like, bitch, all you make is grilled cheese.
Yeah.
Like, all my pictures updated. How updated? I don't know. 10 years ago. It's up there.
It's updated, you know. But again, we've been telling you guys this shit since the get up, right? We were fucking fanboys, right? I get all this shit on fucking Twitter. Look what happened. You know? It's fucking crazy, man.
Don't hate on us. Like, look, on us because we told you what was going to happen and it happened. You're killing the messenger here. Like, go yell at Microsoft. Like, why is this compromised? Why is this not look right? Why? You should be asking those questions. You hold them accountable so that they do better next time. Don't blame us and other guys who are telling you that to think before you react to marketing speak, which is 99% of the time they're lying 100% of the time. Don't list that shit. Like, you have to critically think, look at the stuff, and you can do your own research, right? You got Google. We use the same resources that is available to everyone. I don't have a cauldron. I don't call up Phil Spencer like, yo, man, you full of shit? Okay, I'm going to tell everybody that. No, because we don't have anything special. Like, just look at the shit.
All the resources we have are available to you guys, man.
Because it's like one of those infomercials or commercials on TV. A lot of the time, these people are lying to you or telling you, giving you giving you hope or all kinds of other things to kind of get you to go out and buy this thing. And you've already made your decision.
Listen to Ron Popeil, man.
Yeah, exactly. You know, if the fucking Slapchop guy comes out on there, it's like, hey, you know.
And this kind of stuff doesn't really take any brains to figure out. Like, Xbox Scorpio was announced. It was revealed. They said it was going to be 6 teraflops. Like, let's research to see if this can do 4K uncompromised 60 frames per second gaming. Let's go look at 10 teraflop video cards that are right now and see their benchmarks. Ooh, not all of them can do 4K at 60 frames per second. Let's just assume that this Xbox Scorpio is not going to be able to do that as well.
You know, exactly.
Right. I mean, Carlos and I did a whole show of math. We were whooping out numbers. We were doing calculations out here for you to tell you that, to tell you what he just said. And everybody's like, no, you're just hating. Okay.
No, you're just stupid. That's what it is.
Oh, I was stupid.
Guys are fucking idiots, man.
Everybody said going out and believing this silly marketing speech when it's all a bunch of hooey. It's like it's just to get you. The marketing speech does two things: it gets you excited, and then sometimes it'll go in. It'll make you want to buy this product. It's like I said, it's the same sort of thing as blast processing. It's all those sorts of things we're just talking about, except. You know, there wasn't any blast processor inside of a Sega Genesis, but the Sega Genesis could scroll things faster than the original refresh. But
the difference is we were kids. We got excited over that nonsense, but we didn't know better. There's grown-ass men arguing this shit. Yeah, like, you know better, man. You're grown up, man. You're done with school. You're supposed to think.
Yeah, so, I mean, when you hear, like, constant, like, you know, like, this can do this. You might want to start questioning something like that, because a lot of times there's usually a lot of things behind it, you know.
So, yeah, don't believe everything these companies tell you, man.
I also want to tell people to please remember that there are different calibers of coders. There are different calibers of game producers. You can have somebody that does a lot with a little bit. You know, think of it as a resource. Think of it like, if I were to give Manny X amount of paint, just because I gave somebody else twice as much paint doesn't necessarily mean that they can do a better job. Only if they're of equal skill caliber to Manny would they have a chance to surpass him. So while you're opening the doors to be able to make better content, some of the best companies like Naughty Dog are known for doing great work with not a whole lot of paint.
I think the other thing, it's like, okay, this studio is not, they're not a big studio that make this game. Maybe doing all of this stuff would have taken a lot more resources than they were willing to give to it.
It would either take more resources or more time. Those are the two things you give in development. You either have the manpower to do it in a reasonable amount of time, or you have little manpower and it takes you an unreasonable amount of time, right, to do the same work.
So who knows how the way that these guys, programmed this game? Something maybe in the pipeline that's causing the problem.
You could have half of an old game in there.
Yeah. So I mean, they actually could have a whole a bunch of stuff all in the background that's just running everything over. So
right.
It's one of those situations, and like again, that's like officially this game is a port, right? It's a port of a PC game. So
well, they don't want to waste the resources of the soft dollars.
Exactly.
Going, oh, we'll have it uncompromised 4K in 2019 at some point, you know?
Yeah. So I'm thinking that that's the sort of situation. It's like, okay, they spent all their development time on there. They probably want to get onto the next game already or whatever downloadable content that's for the damn thing. So it's like, okay, we tried putting it in 4K, didn't work. All right, we'll just put it this way.
Well, that's because everybody's so focused on the numbers and the specs. Like it's like when I first got into PCs and like started learning specs. Like it's like this has hit the mass market. Everybody's just finally figuring out what these numbers mean, and so that's all they're focusing on. But they're not focusing on how much the game is optimized, nor how much of a difference that can make. You know, Minecraft, but especially when it first came out, like that was like it was hard to run on even a fairly decent PC at a good frame rate because it was coded like shit. Like Minecraft is one of those notoriously terribly coded games. They've gone in and rewritten quite a bit, but even then they can't pull it out and rewrite the game from scratch. There's just not the time, and they don't know that everything would work together. So even on games where like, oh, you know, this is a sequel of the previous game, they have engine remnants from the last game in there that they're not even necessarily using, that they could optimize to pull more power out of the system, but this is going to cost time and resources, and this us stupid consumers don't really know any better. All we know is that it looks a little shinier and fancier. So there's nothing really to compare it to. And we're starting to finally see we now have this high watermark of 4K and we're not able to hit it over and over again, partially because people aren't able to optimize their games, you know, to a point where they're efficient enough to run at 4K. So we now actually have this high watermark to hold these people to, as opposed to being like, oh, we're going to do ambient occlusion and all these lighting effects. The game comes out and you're like, this doesn't look as shiny as I thought that it would, but whatever. Like, there's nothing that you can prove. Like, the 4K 60 frames per second, that is a definitive line that games hit or do not hit. And so I think we might actually see, you know, you're going to have to optimize your game in order to get it to hit these benchmarks. And you're going to have to do it well. So their hands may be forced to start doing this, but up until now, there's been no reason for them to worry about it. Which is why you get games like, you know, fucking Uncharted that can look so much better with so much less, but you don't have that happening all that often.
Yeah. It's crazy. But again, we've been telling you guys, you know, I just find it funny. We give you literal math. All you guys are just a bunch of haters. Fuck out of here. All right, man. So let's, since we've got some time here, what games have we been playing, man?
What about the Funimation?
Funimation, what about it?
What about it? With that coming, Sony purchasing that, is that going to be something that they're going to incorporate into Plus service? Is that going
to
be something?
Probably not. You probably have to buy it.
It's kind of funny because me and Tony were actually talking about this earlier.
Yeah, we're not going to get too into the details, but yeah, we were talking about that. Yeah, and
we were talking about it a little earlier. It's like there a lot of it's just all speculation as to what Sony is going to be doing with the whole this. There has not really been any sort of official information saying, yes, this is going to be part of the Sony, part of the Sony PlayStation Network or PS Plus or anything like that. So, I mean, it would be a smart move if they decided to include this stuff. Like, but I gather that they're probably going to start closing down a lot of the deals that they have with places like Netflix and stuff like that.
But hold on, if they buy Funimation, aren't they also buying Crunchyroll? Because aren't Crunchyroll and Funimation the same thing?
No, they're not. First, Crunchyroll is a different.
No, I thought they merged. Remember when Crunchyroll and Funimation merged?
They didn't merge. They just made a licensing contract.
There was a deal that they would carry their content. Now, the thing is that this situation, one thing that can happen with them, this is not really game related, is that they, Sony, could say, no, we're closing all these other things out for the whatever Funimation app or the Aniplex Funimation app. We don't know. So, but other than that, there's no real game related thing. You know, if it, if they do decide to release it on there, you know, decide to do something special with it, then they would probably make some sort of announcement. But again, everybody's kind of speculating.
It's like, yeah, everybody really knows what's going on. Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we get more information, we'll talk about it. Because it is on PlayStation 4, so definitely up our alley. But yeah, man, let's get into it. What games have we been playing? Manny, have you been able to play anything, man?
Yes, I've been playing a little. A few days ago, I actually got to play a little bit of Nier. I'm working on this secret boss that you can get by doing certain things. And I was thinking of going, you know, if I got the time to kind of go in and stream it for you guys on our little live streaming thing that we do.
Do it.
But we'll see what my time looks like and, you know, stuff like that. That I fell into that trap where it's like I finished off early from, you know, the job that, you know, finished a page early. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go play some game. 4 a.m. in the morning. That's how I still actually no. I stayed up longer than that. It was 7 a.m. and that's when I went to bed. So I'm like, yeah, that's why I don't play games late at night. Try not to play games at night because of shit like that. Yeah, slowly but surely cutting through. Got a trophy. Good stuff.
Yeah. We can't get really Brian to talk because he's having issues with his mic, but he says he's still playing Beyond Good and Evil. Great game. Fucking awesome, dude.
That's a good game. Probably one of my favorites. I wish I did get the chance to play it then.
Yeah, when it originally came out, yeah.
When it originally came out, but unfortunately, you know.
Yeah, because that was a big deal when it came out. I remember that. Yeah, it was a pretty big deal, but I never got around to it. I was playing other stuff. Manny had a similar situation with you. I stayed up till almost 5 a.m. playing Yakuza, man.
Was it after you did that stream?
Yeah, it was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, I did I did the stream on Tuesday. This was yesterday, Wednesday. Because what happened is, I beat the game, I'm trying to do the real estate thing, right? The real estate thing takes so fucking long, because you have to like buy all these buildings up, but each building was cost like 1 billion yen. You know, in Kiryu, he doesn't make as much money as Majima does, so it just took a little bit longer. But I was like, I want to just beat this shit already. So I just stayed there till like 5 a.m. you know, and fucking did it, man. But right now, I'm still going to do a couple little cleanup things. I'm not going to get 100% of the game because it's just too fucking long. There's shit coming out next week. But I at least want to finish the main shit in the game, you know? But yeah, Yakuza is the fucking, it's the shit. I love that fucking game, man. So I've been playing that. I think that's all I've been playing, actually, just Yakuza. Just we're very focused on it. Next week, you know, we're going to get crazy with the game stuff. There's going to be Hellblade, which I'm looking forward to. And all this shit I'll stream for you guys, too. Hellblade, Sonic Mania, Uncharted, and there's another
game. Oh, this is going to be a good month.
Oh, it's going to be great. This is probably going to be the best August in a long time, you know?
Still excited for that Saints Row thing?
Fuck yeah. I can't
wait. A lot of people are not so thrilled about it.
Well, fuck those people. I play this shit. It's fucking great. I can't wait, you know?
There was going to be co-op in it. That's why.
Yeah, fuck that shit. You know. All right. So yeah, that's me. Just Yakuza chooses the shit.
There's not co-op in it.
No. This is the order 1886 over. It's like they never told you there was going to be co-op, people.
Yeah. No, but say the last Saints Row game had co-op, so yeah, I guess you kind of expect it.
Yeah, okay, that's fair. That's fair to say that. I didn't know it had co-op.
I didn't know it had co-op either.
Yeah,
you didn't play?
I played Saints Row 4. I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either, you know?
Maybe it was just on PC that it did.
Maybe.
But yeah, you know? On PC it's multiplayer.
That hit me in the face with facts.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, go ahead, man. What you been playing, bro?
I went back to Dark Souls 3. Brett pulled me back in, I'm trying to get the platinum. I got two...
Do
additional
it.
Trophies now, so I'm trying to get. I think I need all the pyromancies, so I gotta do the mud makers, mound makers. Right, I have to do that. So it requires a lot of multiplayer and invading and being a jerk. So I'm trying to work my way through that.
Chris, I don't know why you don't just dig. You do everything with Captain Skyhawk. Personally, okay. Chris and I play differently. Chris makes one character and rolls through the game 7 times. I make 7 characters and roll through the game once. Because I stop at the meta 120, so I try and make I can't have a guy that's a sorcerer and a pyromancer, so I have to have the sorcerer and then I have to have a pyromancer. And then this is only funny because when Chris and I play, the further he gets into new game, he'll be in like new game plus four, and like I'll be there with my like level 117 Pyromancer, like tink tink tink. I'm not doing much damage.
No, man, it's fun. I just love the challenge. I get mad, but what I just do it, man. I love it.
Right, anything else?
No, I gave up on the crop list because that was taking forever. I was playing over and over and over again. I cannot find all those codexes. So I'm like, fuck that shit. So
you know,
I think this weekend I'll start on Gravity Rush. That's the next thing.
Yay. Oh, nice.
Good shit.
It's not all a right. long game. It's not an overly long game, I have to say. Yeah,
it's calling me. It's calling me.
It's calling me.
So now all you'll hear in your house is just her screaming when she's kicking. Yeah. That was when we were roommates. It was, you were always hearing that noise, like of her doing the gravity kick.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, Carlos, what you been playing, man?
That pause is intentional because
I know. It's Heroes of the Storm. Insert Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, man.
We're heroes of the storm.
Yes.
So
heroes of the storm.
Oh, the Doors.
Heroes yeah.
of the
storm.
Right.
Heroes of the storm.
Heroes of the storm. So yeah, I played that. And just a little bit of Nier. I slacked it this week. Just a little taste of Nier. That's about it.
Nice. All right, Brett, man, what you got?
I pulled Chris back into Dark Souls.
Yes.
I've been playing a little bit of Zelda. I'm still playing the Master Trials. So when I say playing Zelda, I'll sit down and I'll play it for a little bit and I'll fail the Master Trials and be like, God damn it, I'll go make some dinner. I've been thinking that I'm smart by trying not to do what both of you guys are doing and staying up until 7 in the morning playing video games. So at 2 a.m., instead of playing video games, I'll put on Hunter Hunter and stay up until 7 a.m. watching Hunter Hunter. so that's kind of backfired. But right now I'm kind of in a video game lull. Like, that's why I went back to Dark Souls. Like, yeah, Zelda's such a massive game, and I'm crawling through it so slowly that I kind of have to take periodic breaks from it. And Dark Souls is, you know, it's heavy and it's fun. But other than that, like, I haven't been playing a whole lot, which is why I'm really looking forward to this month. You know, Sonic Mania, I'm going to start off with Hellblade, Absolver at the end of the month, which looks amazing. I haven't really heard anybody talking about this, so I'm going to use this opportunity to pitch this to everybody. It's like Kung Fu Dark Souls. If you mixed a Kung Fu fighting game with Dark Souls, you get this game, and it looks pretty awesome. So I'm just now at this point, I keep meaning to crack into Yakuza, but there's no way I get that shit done before Hellblade, and there's no way I'm not putting that shit down for Hellblade. Mm-hmm. So I'm just kind of in stasis for the next week, I think. I'm just going to Dark Souls it.
There you go. And Adam, man, what you playing, bro?
Let me see. So I finished, got veteran on that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and then I was going back and just cleaning up some miscellaneous shit. And besides that, on Xbox One, my buddy and I, we've been doing Dead Space 3. So we're up to chapter 15, I think, and there's 19 chapters, so we should be done with that. I took a break from Ghost Recon, from doing all the grind. You know, it takes so long just getting all those resources, stealing trucks, stealing planes. I just need to take a break from that. You know, I've been trying to get all the belts in WWE 2K17. And then I'm jumping on Player Unknown Battlegrounds this weekend.
My question is, why haven't you played it early? Like,
It takes a lot of time. There's a lot of strategizing to that. And it's like, sometimes I just want to play something mindless. Like a Call of Duty, that's mindless. That's a running gun. You know, doing a wrestling, mindless. You know, doing the Ghost Recon, finding resources, that's mindless. But for a pug, I mean, that's serious strategy. You know, that takes time.
I think Adam just hit on why so many people are going to buy Destiny.
Because it's mindless. Yeah, let's talk about Destiny real quick.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I've had this conversation four times this week that you and I had, Tony.
Okay, so let's just scale it back a little bit. Actually, you may have heard the other half of the conversation. So I was doing the live stream of Doom, right? Brett calls me up. I'm like, yeah, fuck, I'm going to talk to Brett. And we started talking about Destiny. I'm like, yo, Brett, I think they're going to get me, bro, because Adam's going to get the fucking game. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm going to get a review code. And then Brett's like, fuck, I think they're going to get me too. And it's like, we're in this weird spot. It's like, we don't want to play Destiny, but we rarely get to play with each other. So this is a good opportunity to do something.
You see, and that's why I don't understand why you're against it with certain games. You like doing it. You liked it when we played Division.
Yeah, that shit was, I mean, the game was not great, but it was fun to hanging out with you.
Think if they had that in that Saints Row game. That'd be fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's the time commitment too, you know. But again, it is fun. So I guess we're gonna play fucking Destiny, man. Throwdown, man. You got us.
Throwdown is reluctantly going to play Destiny. I know we've talked on the podcast about like, oh, none of us are interested in that. Now we're all just like, ugh. Yeah. So when you hear us talking about Destiny, you're like, I thought none of the motherfuckers were gonna play that. Like,
Yo, we need to figure out a way to stream it so all three of us could be heard. That would be good. Somebody let us know how you do that shit. I'm not technical. Let me know.
It can be done with Twitch. I don't know if it can be done on
I'll hit up somebody because that would be good because I'm assuming this Destiny is like the last one where it's like a three-man squad or whatever. So there you go. But yeah, it's crazy, man. Adam, anything else, man?
And Hearthstone. I jumped back on Hearthstone. Interesting. On my iPad. You know, and I was wondering, I was like thinking about it the other day, I'm like, how come this still hasn't come to console yet? You know, it's like, that would be a perfect fit. Now, I bet you it'll be on Switch before it gets on Xbox or, you know, it's a card game.
I just feel like the user interface might be clunky on a console. Maybe I'm wrong.
Hold on. These guys are talking about Saturn emulators in the chat. I know they exist, but I heard they're not good. Saturn was a ridiculously it was hard to program for it, so hard to emulate.
For PC? Are they talking about emulators? Like
probably for PC, I would assume
it's part of the Dolphin family? Because Dolphin, that emulator, that's a massive emulator. That plays Wii and GameCube and all that other shit.
Yo, you know what's crazy, Adam? Like, I'm looking at the reflection of the game. To me, I'm like, that's real wrestling, bro. Like, it looks real.
This is on a 4K, and they did have an update for it.
It's not compromised. Oh, man.
I'm playing a Pentagon Jr.
Oh, shit.
Pentagon Jr.
Yeah. All right, man. So that's going to pretty much do it for us. So thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Also, Facebook and Twitter at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight is joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you later, guys.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
I embark in my mobile, in my my Gundam pursuit tomorrow. So I'm going to start watching all the Mobile Suit Gundam series.
And please start with the first one, man.
Yep.
Good man. Then we can talk. Brett Murdoch.
I'm Pickle Rick.
Adam Vale.
Watching that Lucha and check out WrestleCast Saturday. We're on Coalition. Been more consistent, so every Saturday it seems to be on point.
All right, and I'll just play the part of Brian. Later, people. All right, later, guys. Later.
I wish.
Yo, man, we gone, man. You ain't wishing nothing. Peace.
I wish you good luck.
Wishing on a star.